Last night, after our first Tuesday meeting, I was talking about feelings, and I think you were saying, we're like an analogy of birth control to stop them from becoming aversion or desire. And my understanding is that's from dependent origination. It's speaking about dependent origination. I was wondering if you could, someone could speak more to that. Dependent origination. It just really hit home for me.
Essentially, it's a distinguishing between liking something and wanting to own it, to have it, or disliking something and contending against it or wanting to get rid of it. So the feeling of liking and disliking, or neutral feeling, that in itself, that is quite possible to be quite fully mindful and aware of that without a lot of confusion. So even an arahant has feelings. The fully enlightened Buddha feels dislike and like and pleasant, you know, sweet tastes, bitter tastes, comfort and discomfort. You know, when the Buddha was 80 years old, he had chronic pain. He points out the only way he can feel comfort is to completely absorb his mind into emptiness. Otherwise, he's experiencing painful feeling, like he says his body's like an old cart, you know, held together with straps and strings. And so that feeling of pain or feeling of pleasure, it's totally possible to be mindful of that and be unconfused about that. When, I think when with the question time yesterday and discussing that, it's when the mind, as it were, crosses the bridge from I like to I want, or I dislike to I can't stand, I've got to get rid of, I hate, then that quality of mindfulness is being lost. And that and if there's very little mindfulness from the get-go, then the bridge is crossed very quickly. So that the mind very easily goes from, you know, I like to, I want, I got to have, this is great, you know, how can I get more of it? And so that's where we, in Buddhist psychology, would say being born into that liking that particular sense object or disliking that object, blaming that physical pain or that irritating person for being the cause of all your problems. If only that person, if only you weren't there, I would be happy. If only this pain disappeared, I would be happy. The mind gets born into that particular experience, and the rest of the world is, the universe is screened out. Is this the thing that I want that's going to make me happy, or the thing that I dislike that I that's making me unhappy, and if I can get rid of it, then happiness will be found. So that, but yeah, using that and that languaging of birth control, it was one of the spiritual birth control was the title of one of the Amravati Sunday talks. We come up with catchy titles for these things. The spiritual birth control is like the easiest place to control the birth is at that feeling, conditioning, craving, to not cross that bridge. So that that contact of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, pleasant or painful or neutral, it's not grasped in an unskillful way, but it's known, even an intensely painful feeling, like this really hurts. Like when Lumpur Pasanno broke his hip, or your pelvis, and he was taken into Ubon Hospital. He had a little accident on arms round one morning. Little adventurous.
That was the day before.
He broke his pelvis in Thailand, and the doctors wouldn't believe that he'd broken this serious injury because he was so calm about it. And they said, you know, you couldn't be like that if you'd broken your pelvis. You haven't broken your pelvis, and but it was because his. If you allow me to praise you in public. He was. It's like you can't have broken it because you'd be screaming. You'd be, you know. But he said, "It really hurts," but I'm not screaming. You know. It hurts, and then it turned out it was broken. You know, his pelvis was broken, but you know, if you sufficiently train the mind, then, or like the Buddha himself, you know, that he had chronic back pain, he was in feeling pain most of the time, but he knew how not to make a problem out of it. Sometimes in the suttas, he's giving a Dhamma talk and he'll say, Sariputta, my back is paining me. I'm gonna go and lie down to rest my back. The assembly is still awake. You know, please carry on giving a Dhamma talk. I'm going to rest my back. You know, or that he would give a Dhamma talk leaning against the pillar in the middle of the Dhamma hall, because you know it was the pain from his body was intense. So he knew it was there. He would work with it, and he would take action to ameliorate the painful feeling. But he knew how not to create suffering out of it. And so similarly with pleasant experiences, we can have something that is really beautiful, really delicious, you know, a lovely piece of music or something that we delight in on the sensory level. Or a meditation experience, and say, wow, that is so beautiful, that is absolutely glorious, that's delightful. So? You can leave it, you're not pushing it away, you're not grasping hold, and the mind's not identifying with it. It's just that beautiful experience. There's no effort to try and keep it or own it or write a poem about it. You know, it's just this. I think I was maybe saying yesterday, it's a mysterious thing. I mean, it's a frequent subject that I talk about, but that when the mind doesn't try to grasp that beautiful feeling, as William Blake put it in one of his poems, "He that kisseth a joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise." If you kiss the joy as it flies, then you really enjoy it. He that binds himself to a joy doth the winged life destroy. You try and keep that joyful, beautiful quality, you end up spoiling it, destroying it, by the very effort to keep it and own it and be it, to have it. So that birth control, not that I'm against families and propagation of the human race, but that kind of psychological birth control is to do with training the heart to abide at in that spaciousness of perception and feeling, just to know that as it is. And that's in a way how we really enjoy our life, even with painful and difficult experiences. There's an ease and a rightness, an all rightness with everything, that the mind isn't trying to get away from anything or be somewhere else. It's open to the present reality, irrespective of whether it's painful or pleasant or neutral experience. So that in terms of practicing Dhamma, training the heart to know pleasant feeling just as that, painful feeling just as that, neutral feeling just as that, and to be open to that without creating papancha, complication around it, then the life is continually joyful, even when it's painful. Yeah, it's totally okay. As like Master Xuanhua would say, everything is okay. So that's the short version of spiritual birth control.